100.7 WHUD. Good Monday morning to you. It's 8:46.
And at 8 o'clock tonight at Ridgefield Playhouse, writer, producer, singer Todd Rundgren performs with his band. So, Todd, do you enjoy any of these musical roles more than another?
Well, it's the opportunity to do all those things that kind of makes them interesting, you know, that keeps any one of them from becoming too boring. But the music industry has changed to the point that performance has become, like, more essential than ever. So I find myself out on the road at least 6 months a year, and sometimes as many as 8 to 10 months a year. Fortunately, all of my kids are grown and out of the house, so I'm not a delinquent father. But, yeah, I'm spending a lot of time out on the road. I figure as long as I'm healthy enough to do it, I should probably continue to do it. You used to get a lot of exposure through the record business, but especially as you become an older artist, all of that attention goes to younger artists. The way that you get attention is going out and performing better than they do.
Which I suppose in many cases is not that hard to perform better than some of them.
Well, you know, I don't take as many dance lessons, let's say, as Katy Perry, but I do have more stamina, probably.
So tell us, what was the inspiration for your biggest hit, Hello, It's Me?
That was the first song I ever wrote when I was like 18 or 19 years old. It was about a relationship that I had in high school, but, you know, I milked that relationship for like 3 albums before I got over it, you know. So, you know, it's one of those things, you just keep singing about the same thing. And after a while, I moved on. One relationship to provide a lot of fodder for a lot of songs.
Now, does the girl know that she is the inspiration for 3 albums?
I have no idea whether she knows. It's funny. I was in, I think it was like Tulsa, Oklahoma or something like that, doing a show. Got a call out of the blue, and it was this girl that I knew in high school. And she had, you know, now she had a family and stuff like that, and she wanted to get together, and I thought, no, that's a bad idea. You know, it's better off kind of remembering her as she was in high school, you know, and the girl that I wrote all those songs about, instead of meeting her when she's like a middle-aged housewife. And so I don't know that she knows any of that. You know, I never actually sat down and told her, even though I had the opportunity.
All right, so this woman does not know that she inspired Hello, It's Me, and
isn't
2 more albums after
something?
That. Yeah, Todd Rundgren. Look for him tonight, 8 o'clock at Ridgefield Playhouse, and we've got a couple of tickets for call number 7.
And Hello, It's Me, the first song he ever wrote.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
As a teenager, yeah.
That's crazy.
He's done so many things since.
And he's got a lot of stories to tell to you. Caller 7, we've got a pair of tickets for you to see him tonight.
And it's billed as an unpredictable night with Todd Rundgren. And I said, well, what does that mean? And he said, well, we never do the same show twice. We don't have a set list. We just do what we want to do. And I call out the songs. And I said, well, so the people yell out from the audience? He says, the more they yell out a song, the more convinced I am that I'm not going to play it.
Oh.
He's just like he doesn't want to be any told.
Wants to
what
just
to
let
do.
The spirit move him.
Let it go. So Todd Rundgren tonight, 8 o'clock. Who wants to go? We got 2 tickets for you. Ridgefield Playhouse. It's close to just about everybody in our listening audience. 1-877-274-9483. The incredible Todd Rundgren. Good luck.